This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot to talk about, but first, I want to congratulate you guys for helping create National Blood Donation Day. Today is National Blood Donation Day, part of National Blood Donation Week. Hope you're wearing red. I'm wearing red. If it wasn't for you guys listening and supporting us on GCN Network and KDWN and, you know, all the affiliates you guys listen to, we wouldn't have been able to create a national day to raise awareness for blood and to help our local blood banks. And this is really, really cool. Plus, you guys reaching out to your governors helped us get almost all the governors in the United States to proclaim blood donation days, weeks, or months. So this is really, really cool. And, I talk about this a lot, and I do, you know, have political leanings, as you guys know. I mean, I've made songs about how much Obamacare sucks. And I am more right-leaning, I guess, when it comes to fiscal and when it comes to, you know, keeping government out of our lives. And I'm more social-leaning and moderate-leaning when it comes to a lot of social issues like gay rights and, the environment, and although I really don't see how that's not also a right issue. I think a lot of people on the right, you know, agree with gay rights and environment and things like that. So I'm an independent that, you know, can't stand Obamacare. That's my political leading. But I get very, very frustrated when I watch these Kavanaugh hearings or I watch how the media, you know, crucifies Trump. And I even said this during the Obama administration. You know, the president is a president. And, you know, we could sit there and disrespect them as the day is long. That hurts us as a country. You know, our kids and our grandkids watch us adults. And when we, you know, use foul language to describe presidents, you know, like I hear that all the time. Obama was a pizza. Trump is a pizza. Really, people? Really? I mean, how do our kids, how are they supposed to garner respect for people of authority and leaders and, you know, people that are trying to command a country? I just think, you know, we've become a society and a culture of disrespect, and it's okay. You know, I've seen these memes. Do you guys look at any of these funny memes or these funny videos? So college humor, for example, is a very, very popular, YouTube channel. I'm not exactly sure what they are, but they're funny. And they make fun of Batman. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those, where the guy that plays Batman, you know, is like, I'm going to kick Superman's butt. I mean, how Batman, you know, you'd watch Michael Keaton or George Clooney or Ben Affleck, and all of a sudden when they're Batman, they talk like this. They talk like really low, right? So anyway, he makes fun of Batman to the point that I can't take Batman seriously anymore. Justice League was playing on cable the other day, and every time I see Batman, I laugh. We've come to make fun of things so much that we look at everything as a joke. And yeah, that might be entertaining and maybe it helps us get through the day and, you know, maybe it prevents us from fighting and, you know, grabbing our pitchforks, you know, to fight over politics. But on the flip side, I really see a society that has a lack of respect and a lack of unity. And so when I saw governors like this unite, and people come together and host drives and are donating blood today and all week. That just reminds me that America is pretty cool and there is strength in numbers. And I mean, we are strong. Now, some people say, Dr. Dahlia, look, when tragedy happens, we come together. We came together for the Pulse nightclub shooting. We came together for the October 1 Las Vegas shooting. We came together for 9/11, September 11th. Yeah, we do. I'm amazed by that and blown away that we do come together. But we're coming together after tragedy strikes. Why aren't we together or unified before the tragedy? Maybe the tragedy wouldn't happen if we didn't look so fragmented and fractionated. I cannot wait, and maybe it's going to be under the Trump presidency, maybe it'll be under somebody else, I don't know. But I cannot wait for people to say, oh, you're American, I'm not going to mess with you. That's not happening. Okay? You don't mess with us. I mean, how was it back in World War II? People feared us. Ah, no. Don't take America. They're going to come and, you know, oh, Eisenhower in the 1950s. Nobody wanted to mess with him. No one wanted to mess with Ronald Reagan. No way. So, it's a cool thing. Thank you guys. Again, if you can, help your blood banks. Apparently every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. From what I understand, they need, I think, 36,000, the Red Cross needs 36,000 pints of blood a day. All right, we got a lot of work ahead. And again, if you guys could host a drive, very easy. You don't have to pay for anything. 7,000 units of platelets and 10,000 units of plasma are needed every day in the U.S. Platelets are clotting factors. 21 million blood components are transfused each year. So how many people need transfusions? At least over that. Average red blood cell transfusion is 3 pints. So you can donate blood. That's 1/3 of a transfusion. Most of the blood type we need is type O, but we'll take anything. We'll take AB. You know, we got a lot of sickle cell patients. We have sickle cell disease that affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with that each year. They require blood transfusions lifelong because their cells sickle. With lack of oxygen, they don't have the nice, full, juicy red blood cells that we do, that non-sickle cell people do. And then the American Cancer Society has told us that 1.7 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in a given year. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's get to the news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hi. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Did you hear me throw that on the floor? Oh, no. Okay, I'll do it again. I'm guilty. I got caught. See if you guys hear this. Yeah, I just threw something on the floor in my studio because I needed to make room on my table. And so, I mean, we have an amazing cleaning crew that comes into the studio, but I always pretend that somebody else made the mess, and here I was on air throwing stuff on the ground, and it gets caught. So I'll own up to it. I will own it. Sorry, my bad. I had to throw one of my cans down there. Okay. Come on, that's funny. Okay, hey, at least I'm honest. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Got some bad news, people. Okay, we really got to look at these anti-inflammatories we're taking. So you guys are going to see a big headline, how there's an anti-inflammatory that many people take that can increase their risk of stroke and a heart attack by 50%. And I'm not surprised if we're going to see this medicine taken off the market. It just, it works. I mean, this sucker works. So, they're worried about Voltaren and Solares, among others. Diclofenac is the generic. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, and we use it for a variety of things. We use it for arthritis pain, acute pain. Anti-inflammatories are also used to lower fever. People use it for toothaches. So we're being told in Great Britain that British regulators not only have banned the over-the-counter drug, but they now want global action to protect patients. According to Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark, they say it is time to acknowledge the potential health risk of diclofenac and reduce its use. They say diclofenac should not be available over-the-counter, and when prescribed, should be accompanied by an appropriate front-page warning about its potential risks. For the study, the team led by Morten Schmidt analyzed national registry data for over 6.3 million Danish adults. All of these patients had been taking prescription medications for at least a year before the study began in 1996. Now, the average age of the participants were about 46 to 49. The average age of the patients taking Tylenol or paracetamol, which is what is acetaminophen or Tylenol brand, generic name in England, that average age was 56. So they divided the patients into groups depending on their risk of heart disease, low, moderate, and high. And they found that the diclofenac was overwhelmingly associated with an increased rate of major heart problems and complications such as irregular heartbeat, ischemic stroke, heart failure, and heart attack within 30 days of starting treatment, compared with ibuprofen, naproxen, or paracetamol. So, each year they stayed on this diclofenac, their risk increased. Again, worse than ibuprofen and worse than naproxen. Now, ibuprofen and naproxen are kind of our go-to, you know, anti-inflammatories, but still, they're not without their risks as well. So the diclofenac that we use, again, it's most commonly sold in America as Voltaren. Now, one of my listeners asked about Voltaren gel. I like Voltaren gel because it doesn't seem to, you know, get absorbed. It gets absorbed through the skin, but doesn't seem to have as much of a dose that goes throughout the bloodstream with liver and kidneys, etc. But the jury's not out on that. We don't know. So this is something that we've been hearing warnings for. We just don't have enough data. They say those who took no drugs at all, no Tylenol, no naproxen, no ibuprofen, had four fewer heart attacks or strokes on average. Gosh, imagine having multiple heart attacks. They say the increased risk was both for men and women. Even patients on low doses had increased risk of heart attack and stroke. So the researchers are calling that we do something now. I've written about this, and I'm a little frustrated because many of you don't know what to do. You take anti-inflammatories because you don't want to take narcotics. You take anti-inflammatories because you don't want to take too much Tylenol. Tylenol could affect the liver. Narcotics are addictive. So I commend you for doing that. Then these articles or these studies come out and say, well, no, these NSAIDs could be bad as well. What are you supposed to do? You know, back in about, this was about a year and a half ago, they were talking about NSAIDs linked to higher heart attack risk, and they included Celebrex, Voltaren, Aleve, Motrin. I believe, if I remember correctly, naproxen seemed to be just slightly safer. I need to look that up and find that for you guys. But, people have asked why. What's going on here? What are we taking? What are we doing to ourselves? And what should be our next, I guess, plan of action? Well, here's my thing. If you're in pain, you're not going to care. You're going to take whatever you could do for the pain. I recommend switching it up. One day take Tylenol, This is if you need something every day. Another day, take anti-inflammatories. Another day, maybe see your medical provider and see if you need an injection. If you have chronic knee pain, maybe there's injections that they could do, whether it's a steroid injection or a hyaluronic acid, the Synvisc, the gel that they could put into the knees, or maybe you need surgery. But, you know, if it's a joint, maybe they work on the joint. If it's the back, you know, if it's an issue, if you're taking these medications for abdominal cramping, you don't take this for abdominal cramping. There's other medications you can take for abdominal cramping. If you guys are taking anti-inflammatories because you have chest pain, get the chest pain looked at. That chest pain may be cardiac in nature. And nitroglycerin may help with that if we find out that you don't have a blockage. So one theory they think why these NSAIDs could cause a heart attack is the suppression of prostacyclin. It's a cardioprotective lipid that inhibits platelet activation and vasodilation. NSAIDs have been known to raise blood pressure. That could inhibit vasodilation. Now, heart wants vasodilation. They want blood flow. So that can maybe put a heart who's already vulnerable to abnormal heart rhythms or heart disease, plus cardiac arrest. So, again, you know, these are medications that are designed to do a specific job. And when we design these, we don't really think about all the effects on other parts of the body until we study them in our groups, in our cases, in our control groups. And when we, in our patient cohorts. And so when we then see, well, wait a second here, some of these people are complaining of tummy pain, so they may be getting ulcers. Some of these people are having some difficulty breathing. We're starting to see some changes in the heart. In order to determine this, we have to, one, rely on what people complain about, or two, we have to specifically evaluate different body parts. Now, how thorough could that be? Are some pharmaceutical companies only checking blood work? Are some pharmaceutical companies doing ultrasounds? Are some pharmaceutical companies doing CAT scans after someone takes a medication? All right, it differs. They have to appease the FDA. And the studies, the safety studies, have to be airtight. Because the FDA doesn't want to look bad approving a drug that hurts people. But we have some drugs where we know can hurt people. We know gosh darn well. It could either suppress immune system, it could cause ulcers, a medication could cause muscle cramps. So then what we do, because not everything is 100% safe, we have a side effect profile. And this side effect profile, we physicians or medical providers use to determine who shouldn't get the medication, who shouldn't get the medication and who we should probably be more cautious with. So when Vioxx was a COX-2 inhibitor, Vioxx was a medication that was supposedly did not cause ulcers, and these COX-2 inhibitors would help with pain and inflammation. I noticed my patient's blood pressure start to rise. I didn't need a study telling me that, and I would tell the pharmaceutical rep, look, guys, I'm noticing this with my patients. Have you guys? And, you know, one of the reps was like, nah, it's probably coincidental or some BS. And I'm like, guys, I got to stop using it. I'm sorry. And then about a year later, they took it off the market. So right now they're saying ibuprofen and naproxen is okay, but still understand that there are risks. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a doctor finds spider spinning webs in a patient's ear. They say doctor found a spider living inside a man's ear, even spinning webs to make itself a home. So what that means, because you're like, well, that's what spiders do. But that means that spider felt comfortable enough in this man's ear to set up shop and make himself a little man cave and get all cuddly. Okay, you know what? I got to talk about man caves for a second, guys. Yeah, football season is here. Oh, thank God preseason's over. I can't do preseason, people. I cannot do it. I mean, my team's the Cowboys. Bailey? They let Bailey go? He's like the best kicker in the league. What are we going to do? I am so beside myself. I'm still a Cowboy fan, but this is ridiculous. Raiders are coming to Las Vegas, and they're going to get my love. And I'll never not love the Cowboys, but what the heck? Excuse me, what's going on with that team? I don't know, but I'm like, and Jason Witten's gone. I got some problems. Des Bryant's gone. I got some big problems, okay? It has got to get their, they got to get their act together. So anyway, let's talk about man caves. How many of you guys have a man cave? Get one. I think a man cave is so important. I think all men need a man cave. Here's the problem. Many of you are like, well, what's the woman going to have? Well, she has the kitchen. No, 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 it doesn't work. I hate the kitchen. I mean, I like to cook, but I can't stand being in the kitchen. Well, then, you know, women, they can have a little sewing room, or they can, no, 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 I hate to sew. I want a man cave. Can't be called a woman cave. For some reason, I think of pink. I don't know why those stereotypes still pervade. I want a man cave, too. I think we need a woman's man cave and a man's man cave. Now, what is a man cave? For some of you guys go, well, I need to get one. Oh, you need one. A man cave, it's small. Doesn't take a lot of real estate. It's a small, closed-off corner. To qualify for a man cave, you have to have a door. You have to have an enclosed-off room, okay? The walls need to be kind of dark. It's got to kind of look like a cave. There could be no pink, no light, walls, nothing. Nothing that a guy would think is girly. When a man is in his man cave, he doesn't want to think about, it's not about women. It really isn't. It's also not about the kids. If there's an Elmo toy in there, it's not a man cave anymore. You never bring your kids into the man cave. Most men really won't bring their wives in there. It's a man cave. They could bring other men into the man cave. There's usually a television set with some real good damn access to satellite. Usually there's a sports package on there. Also, a man cave needs to have its own fridge because of the beer. Maybe there's even a full bar. A man cave does not have ergonomic seating. A man cave will have a beanbag. It may have a couple lazy boys. It may be a bunch of stuff on the floor. A man cave is not necessarily clean. There are no rules in the man cave. Now, here's the problem. When guys have a man cave, they do like walking into the man cave and then being able to see the floor. And they do like the beer being stocked. So every now and then, they may ask the wife to make sure that the man cave gets clean. They keep this a secret. Technically, no woman is supposed to enter the man cave. So if they do have the wife stock up the man cave, make sure it has everything it needs, clean, fluff up the pillows, right? Have, you know, holders for the beer, ice, stock the ice, whatever. They don't tell anybody about it. If somebody thinks a woman was in the man cave, they think that a woman put surveillance equipment in there. I don't know where they get this. These are the stereotypes, okay? So they think that your wife or girlfriend is listening in. There's some audio recording. Video surveillance. So if you do scratch, if you burp, if you fart, if you talk about other women, if you complain about the wife, she knows. That doesn't happen. But you need the facade that your man cave is sacred. And I gotta tell you, as a woman, my favorite part of the home is the man cave. The problem is technically if I'm in there, it's not called a man cave. So I don't have a man cave. I don't. And my husband doesn't really have one either. We started it, but everybody wants to be in the man cave. I got two boys. Well, they want to be in the man cave. And I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. What about the rule, no kids? So if we really dissected definitions here, I mean, if we really, you know, pulled out Webster's dictionary, there really is no true man cave. You can't do it. Unless a man could clean it himself, unless a man could stock it, unless a man could make sure the kids don't run in there, unless a man could afford to have separate satellite and separate TV and separate sports packages or whatever, a real true man cave doesn't exist. Now, I think it does a lot for our psyche. Imagine coming home from a hard day at work. Kids start bringing their algebra to you. So you're like, well, I don't know what the heck to do with this. You could go and escape to your man cave. It's a nice escape. The problem is a man cave, nobody should be able to find you. If somebody's banging on the door, it's not a man cave anymore. Hence, again, a true man cave never exists. Why do we have a man cave? Why do we have an affinity towards that? Because we're animals. Animals like caves. They like to wall themselves off. Even insects do. Even spiders, arachnids do. So look at this spider. Doctor found a spider living inside a man's ear, spinning webs. Ear, nose, and throat specialist Chu Shulin shared images showing the bean-sized spider he found during an endoscope in the patient's ear canal. Apparently, this is in northeast China. And the guy was about 60 years old, complaining that he had an insect in his head. And the patient described the discomfort as being something beaten, like a drum beaten in his ear. He felt discomfort in his ear while sleeping last night, but he tried to ignore it. This morning, the discomfort was still there. There were noises like somebody beating a drum. I don't know if anybody audiotaped what a spider does, but it's pretty cool. So Dr. Huey and his nurses were stunned when the scope revealed a live spider. I am looking at it right now. I mean, oh my gosh, this spider, well, no, maybe it's not the spider. And look at that spider. It's got its eyes and it's furry. Ooh, it looks so mean. I'm scared of spiders. And there were a lot of webs to shield itself. So the doctor flushed the spider out by spraying the canal with water. And it looked like that the spider did not bite the man. See, a spider will rarely bite its home. Now, if you stick your finger in there, it may bite, but it probably won't bite the ear canal. So, they posted on social media. See, I guess in China, you can post on social media. It said, this old man showed up in our office clinic today saying he thought there was an insect in his ear. I performed an endoscopy, found a spider, the thing had spun webs, and then he added a laughing emoji. You can't do that in America. You get in trouble if you post something on social media. So, apparently, flying insects like ladybugs and cockroaches. I've seen cockroaches end up in the ear. Sometimes you can add alcohol and that could kill them. But a lot of times we just flush it out. And that's all you need to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys remember how the ruby slippers were stolen about 13 years ago? Yeah. I guess they were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum back in 2005. Well, they're found. See, I'm confused because I could swear I saw the ruby slippers at the Smithsonian. But then maybe I was at the Smithsonian in the 90s. That's probably what happened. You know what? That ad didn't happen in the 90s because I remember seeing them there. And I remember they didn't look as shiny as in the movie. And I thought they were cool. And I remember going, gosh, you have small feet. Because I have size 10 feet. My feet are big. But anyway, so Judy Garland wore them in The Wizard of Oz. Hopefully everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz. Not my favorite movie. I thought it was cool as a kid. But my favorite movie as a kid was Shaggy D.A. and Freaky Friday. Those were like my favorite movies when I was a little girl. No, I didn't like Dumbo. I didn't like Bambi. I didn't like those. No, I didn't like any of the Muppet movies. But anyway, so the shoes were taken from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota's Grand Rapids in 2005. And agents confirmed that the FBI's lead came in the summer of 2017 when an unnamed person, allegedly attempting to extort the owners, approached the slippers insurance company about returning them. Apparently, they were insured for $1 million. Garland's footwear had been loaned to the museum in 2005 by Michael Shaw, a movie memorabilia collector who rejected the offer of having them stored in a vault each night. He believed the museum's general security staff would serve enough protection. The slippers were then taken the same year, and museum co-founder John Miner told a local radio station his staff were literally crying upon finding the smashed glass case which held them. I can see why that would make you cry. Somebody's getting fired. So the location has been like, I don't understand why there was a video surveillance, whatever. So following the robbery, police think it's offered a $250,000 reward for information leading to their return, while an anonymous offer of $1 million was later made in the hope of finding the thief who took them. So the museum then hired a private detective in 2013, but I guess it was the FBI that gets the credit. Special Agent Christopher Dudley, leader of the FBI's investigation in Minneapolis, confirmed that multiple suspects have been identified. Oh, they are getting it. They are getting it. Now, there wasn't just one pair. For some of you going, wait a second, I could swear I saw a pair in another part of the country. From what I understand, for the movie, there were several pairs made. From what independent.co.uk says, is Judy Garland is said to have had seven pairs of the slippers made for the 1939 film. The location of each pair was the subject of a documentary titled The Slippers, which was released in 2016. I think I want to see that. I'm, like, intrigued about shoes from the 1930s. Don't ask me why. You know, I'm looking at these shoes. There's about an inch and a half heel on it. It's a wide heel, so it's something she could wear for a long period of time. They don't necessarily look like the most comfortable shoes. You see some cloth in between. You know, the funny thing is if anybody holds the shoes, I bet they smell them. I bet people want to smell what Judy Garland's foot odor is. You'd think that's gross, and they wouldn't. But you have a pair of shoes from the 1930s. Used in a movie. You know, worn by an iconic actress. My guess is I would smell them. I would want to smell to see. Now, most likely they don't have the foot odor anymore. But I would just, I don't know. It's just one of those instincts. You're like, okay, well, I just want to see if I could smell Judy Garland's feet. It's weird, but I'm telling you, people will smell the shoes. See, I always smell things that are old. Every time I get an antique, I smell it. And it has that oldness smell. And it's very interesting because depending on how old it is, there's a different smell. Museum curators could tell you it's very unique. But then I have some real old stuff where there's just no smell. Or the smell is ancient, but you can't tell. Like, I have some Roman amulets. These are things that Romans would wear to fight off disease. And you would wear them as a necklace. They smell old, but, like, they don't smell Roman time. They have kind of that dusty old smell type of thing. So really, really cool stuff. So, you know, one thing I want to bring up here, which I think is interesting, is, okay, one is you got idiots stealing shoes. Okay, that's stupid. And I get it. They're worth a lot of money. But the other thing is the iconicness of movies. I like marketing and PR. And for those of you guys in that business, you know what I mean about how it's probably one of the most exciting businesses out there. Mind you, I'm a doctor. Being a doctor is very, very exciting. I'm also in the media. Being in the media is thrilling. But to me, my biggest passion is figuring out how to make something stick and how things go viral, how you know, things get popularized. And I know there's a lot of old trivia with the Wizard of Oz, and we're not going to so much go into that, but did they think that the ruby slippers We're going to be that big. Well, maybe. I mean, remember, they were doing the Technicolor, and this was supposed to be the first movie ever to be in color. Was it Technicolor, I believe? And so with that, it was, you know, my guess is they did expect that these shoes would look shiny. They put them in sequins. They knew how to catch the light. You know, back in the 20s, they knew how to, you know, make things sparkle. So, you know, even though we look at stuff as black and white, things were very, shall we say, blingy back then. They knew exactly how to do it. And so I really believe that they knew what they were doing, and they wanted to have a catch. And these catches, you know, could be whether it's a there's no place like home or we're not in Kansas anymore. And so I think they knew how to, you know, grab the audience and have these catchphrases to make things go viral. They didn't use that term go viral because I don't think they understood viruses back then. But that's, you know, that's kind of where things started. They say Dorothy's dress was never really, they say Dorothy's dress was actually pink. It looks blue, but they say the blue and white dress was blue and light pink, which was easier to shoot in Technicolor. And they say the ruby slippers were not always red. Originally, the slippers were silver, like in the Oz books. But MGM studio head Mayer, Louis Mayer, wanted to show off the Technicolor, so we did. They said there were three different actors to set to play the Tin Man. This is according to Good Housekeeping. Buddy Ebsen, he swapped roles with Ray Bolger. Apparently, when filming started, cramps and trouble breathing due to severe allergic reaction to the aluminum dust in the makeup sent him to the hospital. So we had to leave production, and then Ebsen was replaced by Jack Haley. Then Ebsen later went on to the Beverly Hillbillies, but Haley is the one that ended up being the Tin Man. They said he cried chocolate syrup. All right? Well, it didn't photograph well, so they just had, he was supposed to cry oil, and so instead they just poured chocolate syrup. They say Toto, the dog, earned more than the Munchkins. The little terrier that played Toto was paid $125 a week. And the trainer always bemoaned that he didn't ask for more. The Munchkinland Munchkins only made $50 a week. None of the Munchkins committed suicide. They say one of the 124 little people hired to play the Munchkins hung himself. They said that's not true. There was, though, a rumor that they were cussing. You know, like, you know, the Wicked Witch is dead. They called her the B word. But anyway, so very, very cool. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.